While he generally describes his annual New Year's levee as a chance to meet face-to-face with constituents, Niagara West MPP Sam Osterhoff said it sometimes can be a place where ideas are hatched to make lives of people across the province better. It's part of an approach that I believe is really important, about being available and being accessible and hearing from the people and being their voice at Queen's Park, not Queen's Park's voice to Niagara, at the end of the day. Osterhoff said as he greeted constituents at the Royal Canadian Legion, Bridge 613, on Saturday afternoon, January 11. But it was at one such event a few years ago, in the very same room he was in on Saturday, when he heard from one attendee about ways the province could improve the Soldiers' Aid Commission, which provides up to $3,000 in financial assistance over a 12-month period for veterans in need. There was an expansion of the Soldiers' Aid Commission that we brought in last year, and it was actually at this Legion that we had a conversation about the Soldiers' Aid Commission and how it hasn't changed in a long time, and how the expanded supports could be brought forward. As for the rhetoric coming from President-elect Donald Trump, threatening to bring in 25% tariffs on imports from Canada, and that Canada should become the U.S.'s 51st state, Osterhoff said Premier Doug Ford is taking the bull by the horns and standing up for Canadian workers, including those from Ontario. We've laid out a clear plan through Fortress MCAN as to how we want to see joint energy security, joint national security between Ontario, Canada and the United States, Osterhoff said. Tens of millions of jobs on both sides of the border are reliant on that $500 billion split down the middle. It's not disproportionate. Osterhoff added that contrary to what Trump says, the United States needs Canada and Ontario. We're the top export destination for 17 American states, he said. We would be the third largest trading partner of the United States if we were a standalone country. Our message to President Trump, and the Premier's message, I believe, has been, look, we're ready. We're going to have the backs of our workers and Ontario job creators. But don't forget, you need Ontario as well. Pelham Mayor Marvin Junkin said the levy is a good opportunity to get some face time with not only the local MPP, but also a member of the party that's running the province. I will sit down with him and ask him if he foresees any grants on any project that we have in town coming down, Junkin said. He added that he appreciated the fact that Osterhoff, who hosts a similar event in Lincoln, holds the event in Pelham each year, so that people can bring their concerns to him firsthand.